My name is Bill Burke, and it is September 21st, the year 2000, with the UAF Rasmussen Library, and we're here with Kenny Frank's wife, Carolyn, and she's going to give us some stories about some photos that she picked for the jukebox. Okay, Carolyn.
Arctic Village, she pictured exactly Lightja Henry Vigée. 1960 konata onjet za okhai ite nit chukna bat ki na an za chan atsa ke len sa sai 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 ki godli sai ko chha te ket ka godli atsa chan a tra it de ket an za GHD toilet in it the toilet was I said they need it see her in the clay the G they need it so hard to contact shining her in jay in the 2 years only click on that and so and so in the shunch ago 1960 go not ich habe gesagt, ich habe gesagt, ich habe gesagt, this is a picture of Elijah and Grandma Mary's house, cabin, and there's the dog tracks where the dogs were tied, and then the airplane tail was the one that he built as a toilet, and that plane was the one that crashed with me when I was around 2 years old. And there's I think they call it a sawhorse, where they saw wood. And then that little mountain that's sticking up over here is Tsuknavat Martin Stan. And in the top of the house is a sod. It's dirt and stuff. And I remember when we were kids, when we come down to the village, because our house is way up here behind the hill, come down to the village and Grandma would make some biscuits and stuff and we could smell it, so we'd go in and visit her for a while and sit there with her, and she would tell us stories and stuff. And Elijah is usually gone because I guess he's out doing something, hunting or something. And that's it, I guess.
Okay.
And picture near Kwai, I chan should see Nike Jagil Gilji, 1920s or 30s, Konada, don't you? Jijika, the insulation, the gacha, and Nyat, the gacha. And so it's a draw. And so, gee, they should see Titus. Should see Titus. They do the Kinjava Gosnik. That's a Shih Tzu. And so, Jeecha Martha, Ju 1. Linus, no, I don't know. And so, should see Sittle. And so, she said, should see a young middle, checking leading job. That's a good another, did you care really? This picture was taken in either 20s or 30s, and this is let me see. Oh, this is Grandpa Titus Peter, and this is my uncle Linus, my grandmother. She passed away in 83. This is when her eyes were okay, and I think it was in the late 50s she got blind. And her name is Maggie Gilbert.
Okay.
Maggie Gilbert. Wait, Titus Peter, Linus Peter, Maggie Gilbert. And this is Joanne Peter. This is Martha Peter. And this is my grandfather. Grandfather Peter John. Shatol, they call him in Dinjiyuk. And I don't know what house this is. This must be their house. I don't know. I'm not sure. And that's a cache. And the house, even the insulation is moss. The insulation through these logs are moss. And that's what they use for insulation in those days. Mm-hmm. And looks like a nice, peaceful days in those days, I guess. And there's a dog tied out here, and then wood. And that's it.
The identification for that photo was from right to left.
And picture number three, Jeet Shitty. 1908 two places green Trample ehna la kuin leivat sen kokotal etin jäihna tiitä taksikul etin jäihna itse en jos se se juk takson jets en ja en jets en ja se sukoja this is my dad, my father Isaac, Reverend Isaac Tritt Senior, and this is the old church that's in the old village, Nordic village, and this is my dad was a priest, and he was ordained deacon in 54, somewhere in there. And because he was a minister, we traveled to a lot of villages. I mean, not too many, but I remember we lived in Chakitsik for 3 or 4 years. I was in my teens in those days, so I remember practically almost everything. But when we were in Fort Yukon, I can barely remember anything because I was too small. And they lived in Chalkeetsuk before too, and when my oldest brother was just a baby. And then they lived in Fort Yukon again. So twice in a row they lived in both places. And my dad was a minister there for, they keep him there for about 4 to 5 years. And he taught a lot of people a lot of different things. And he even got the traditional songs going back in the 70s, and it's still, the kids are still using it now. And he likes to teach, and he helps a lot of people. And he's a lot of fun. And this is picture to ji ji ti za ki what the ki a che ko ji sa to grace ko ji ti na to every to grace at the ko ta ji ki ko ya che la din a pi din ji ne ki ya on ane ne ki ta ki ya a an sa e an za lat san lat ko chan da hoile and so I check the section ne sa either the section ji yakkar ko ta chat tan dia en and so and so check it that you know that yes e and so and check it cha da le tin ji van e ku le and so han let see the question ki ya cha no na and so jati english tin chin haste ko tin chin cha ha kwan ta shon chen ko ko sik this was taken I don't know, probably in the early 80s, I guess. That's my dad again, Isaac Tritt Senior, and he's cooking some caribou heads to the fire. And a lot of people likes caribou head, and so he's always the one that cooks these, and a lot of people would come around and visit with him and eat the caribou head, and they had a lot of fun, and all these sticks that are connected to these heads, he does that, he gets all these ready and do the whole thing. And it's a springtime too, and that's when they usually have dog race in Arctic Village. Maybe in, I don't know, first part of April or middle part of April or somewhere in there. And that's it.
And that was photo number 4?
4, yeah. And picture number 5. I chan says what grade is he? Don't tell me, it's a third grade, I think. Third or fourth grader is he gonna die. Did a Christmas or Christmas drin I mean Christmas got a program to see. And so Jesus called Lina Conciation I call. Got Mrs. Gornson, the teacher in Lee, Mrs. Gornson, or she. That's a quantico etiti, she go etiti. And there's a Raymond Tritt, so the tea. And there's a Timmy Henry, son. Louis John, son. Shitu Irene. She said John Tritt, I don't know, I think John Tritt. So that's an Isaac Ross. So that's a Vitju Bertha Ross. Last Roy. Did a Christmas play to see that they when you had it on jelly. So can you see to one of the gathering he quagged. Did you see the gunnelly? And that she the chill or told that I did Mrs. Gornson she gets artly. Program drawing is a handy way. Picture number 5 is when I was in third grade, and this is our teacher, Mrs. Goranson, and then there's me, there's Raymond Tritt, Timmy Henry, Louis John, my sister Irene Tritt, John Tritt, Isaac Ross, Bertha Ross, and Roy Henry. And I think this little boy that's standing up is my brother, Isaac Tritt Jr. And then this little boy with the army coat on is, it might be Jewel or Joseph. Those two are twins, and I remember they used to wear army clothes all the time. And this big cello over here belongs to her. She always plays this big cello over here. And this is during the Christmas program. Well, we were not very fluent in English in those days, so I don't know how we were doing in this program. And there's Christmas tree over here and presents. I remember it was a lot of fun when we do Christmas programs in those days. And picture number 6, Jeet Eshitsi Gilvit. Jeetsi Gilvit le ne shit van Maltai. Jeetsu ha veni ne rital he. Jeetsu me ki o ji so. Jeetsu me ki kwantri hik sa ne ja. Jeetsu ai me ki jah o ji. So me ki kwantri hik sa ne van Maltai. And that's an, Zavizhiko ay gud san oat di zhe gud zha tliah nilt ay vanalday. Kaas trichit ool li zha gwin ziva gwej an kha. Ay tliah hata oan di zhe gud zhe tig zha. Ge taki zha gi an zhe van li oht hata va isha. Na, hik zha va di di. Zha en, galled gwin ziva vanalday kha. Zha en, G picture quite handy. That's like old ones, 1960s. Go not a good son quite a Dick Miller yun chick quite. And that G should take a picture. I just do like she or kin of that. And that second is Stephen Lee Qua. Oh, church chicken get a go. Any is a of another day. Church chicken outside the church chicken me go. The last time we had cargo day, they go cut really deep another day. This is my grandfather, Gilbert Joseph, and I can barely remember him, but. I remember he used to build fire and ring the bell for church all the time, and he has a string that tied from his house over to our house so that he can walk over, and I remember I used to hold his hand and walk over with him, and the majority of the time I would go and visit him because I just like to sit there and listen to him talk. He has a different dialect, so he talks kind of different from the way we talk, as he's from Anvik. And well, one time I remember my grandma and I went to visit him, and my grandmother told him that I have the same name as my grandmother too, so he calls me short Maggie, and my oldest, my grandmother was long Maggie or something, and he started laughing when he said that because he thought it was funny, and I can barely remember him, but I remember he used to lay in bed before he died, and that we would, Grandma and I would come and visit him. I think he died in the early 60s, I think. Picture number 7, John Kenneth, Jeter Kenneth Frank, that's on Stephen. Should see Stephen. Jeton Jakina, do you know? Yeah, Jaki, Nethaka, Nethaka. And so, Jion Jacontigo, I did lots of other people. Lane, I could eat you, George, which net the lights I could eat, hotel get on Jacob. The Jita dog race, or? And so, G pictured it, she would eat chicken, do you know? And so, Jatiki in which I went to only clack of one, but can the flitch Jatiki in Shukwacha. She, Jantana had a teaser Jantana, Yakwan, Taka Squacha. And so, she's a dog race, which you're going to. And so, should see you then, yeah, don't you, Lisa? This picture number 7 was taken probably in the 80s too, I guess, during the dog race, and it's taken by me. And this is Kenneth, right here, Kenneth Frank, my husband, and this is my grandfather Stephen Peter, and Stephen is skinning the caribou head to cook to the campfire. And this is a lodge back here where people used to live when they'd come to Arctic Village. And it's no longer there, but it people use it for like a place to stay when they go up. And then there's somebody over here, I don't know who it is. Looks like there's a sled here. And usually when there's something over here on top of something, that means it's for raffle. So this must be for raffling during the dog race. And well, when they do this, when they sit around and skin caribou head or cutting meat or something, we stand there with them. They just remember all those old days when they used to when they were kids or something, and they start talking and everything just comes back to them, I guess, and we would just sit there and listen to them tell stories. And
it's a kid now, you know that?
And there's a story about Grandpa's my grandmother Alice Peter once told us that my grandmother Alice was cooking caribou head to the fire. And after it was done, Grandpa asked her for a piece, and Grandma won't share anything with him. So what he did was, after he knew that it was cooked, he grabbed the caribou head and just started running like crazy, and Grandma would chase after her, and while she was chasing him, he would just eat it. Eat the meat and stuff, and then just throw the bones at her. And by the time Grandma caught up with her, he ate all the caribou head. I thought that was a neat story. That was it.
I don't check it. I check it on diet.
Oh, it's a yeah,
Juvet Sunday and thank you. 저 아에서
너한테 아프다.
가서 이직 아이 아이자티 에너지게 한데다 아이 스웰스즘 티 와츠키 고츠야 서 고츠 트라케다 아 카르게데 토반데서 하 트라바케나
Oh, yeah.
I had this. I couldn't talk about it.
I misinterpret this. I thought Grandpa was skinning the caribou head. The caribou head was done. It was cooked. So Grandpa took it. He don't know who it belongs to, but he took it anyway and started eating it. That's why he got a big smile on his face. And that was when he started talking about the time when he grabbed the caribou head from my grandmother. And grandma was telling us that one time, and grandpa was sitting there, and grandpa keeps saying, "Don't lie," and grandma said, "It's true."
Well, thank you for sharing those stories, both of you. Mm-hmm. It's really nice hearing them.